Welcome to this meditation to help you rest and distract your mind when you need to. You may find it very useful to listen to it when you want to sleep, but perhaps can't due to an excess of thoughts, emotions, or sensations that agitate and unsettle you. You are in the perfect place. This is a space for you, a short journey to return to physical and mental calm for the next few minutes, focusing on my words and my voice. So to begin, make yourself comfortable, position your pillow correctly, lie down and close your eyes. Your eyes need to rest. After absorbing so much stimuli over the hours, they need a break from the light. Let them relax, and when you close them, it is time to turn inward, to your interior. And let's take this moment to take a couple of deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale slowly. Little by little, return to your natural breathing as you begin to imagine and visualize that you are walking through a beautiful city on a summer afternoon. The weather is perfect and a gentle gust of fresh air soothes you and gives you a very pleasant feeling. Somehow that breeze feels like a caress that cheers your soul, and your relaxed body begins to walk through the lively streets, observing its people, its shops, its restaurants, its movement, and its life in general. You begin to stroll, enjoying the simple pleasure of walking without having to go anywhere, merging with the city, with the smell of restaurants, nearby perfumeries, and every step you take between the tall buildings. You are accompanied by a beautiful feeling of freedom. Soon on your way, you notice that a little further ahead, a boy riding a skateboard suddenly trips and falls to the ground. But before you can go to see if he is okay, a man who works on a nearby construction site helps him and offers him a hand to get up. The boy gets up from the ground with the help of the man, brushes himself off, smiles shyly, assuring him that he is fine, thanks the worker and continues on his way. You continue walking through the city, watching as the boy now picks up his skateboard under his arm and helps an old woman loaded with heavy bags to cross the road of a wide avenue. You also cross the road, watching the endearing scene from behind. When they finish crossing, the old woman thanks the boy, retrieves her bags and continues on her way, as do you. But before you can lose sight of her, you realize that the old woman notices a young woman searching for some money in her purse without success, looking quite worried about putting some coins in a parking meter. So the old woman leaves the bags on the ground for a moment and takes some coins out of her pocket to give them to the young woman. The young woman, sighing with relief, thanks her heartily with a warm smile at the old woman. The old woman continues on her way and now the young woman, after using the coins, does too. When suddenly this same girl realizes that a businessman in a suit and very well dressed, inadvertently drops his wallet from his pocket to the ground while walking. The girl runs quickly to pick it up and hands it to its owner. The man in the suit, surprised, thanks her and life continues to pass by in that city among its people and its scenes. You happen to be walking in the direction of that businessman when you see how near the same sidewalk where you are there is a delivery man trying to get a heavy moving box out of his van with difficulty. When the businessman sees him, he hurries to help the delivery man, carrying the heavy box between them to the door. The delivery man thanks him for the kind gesture and they both go their separate ways. The delivery man now, after leaving the box, goes for a moment to a nearby hot dog stand, buys a couple of them, one for himself and one for a homeless man who is sitting on the ground in the street. The poor man thanks her and a smile inevitably lights up on his face. The delivery man goes back to his van to continue working on his orders and business. And you keep walking, observing everything that happens in a matter of seconds around you. Suddenly, you can see that the homeless man notices a girl who has left her mobile phone when she gets up from a bench where she was sitting, so he runs to return it to her. The girl, when she realizes that she might have lost her mobile phone, hugs the homeless man, thanking him with all sincerity for the girl returning it to her. After getting her mobile phone back, she looks around and goes to a florist on the street to buy a bouquet of flowers to later give to a woman who is having lunch alone at a table on the terrace of a restaurant. The woman who was having lunch at the restaurant is excited to receive such a beautiful bouquet of flowers from this perfect stranger. So she gives the young woman a hug and then they say goodbye. The woman who was eating lunch alone and who has received the bouquet of flowers now asks the waiter for the bill. And when it is brought to her, she leaves a very generous tip in the restaurant. The waiter, open-mouthed, finds the tip that the woman has left him, even though she has already left. The waiter then returns to the restaurant for a moment and comes out with a large, cold bottle of water to give to a man who works tirelessly on a construction site. Curiously, he is none other than the same man with whom this wonderful chain of favors began. The same man who helped the boy on the skateboard who fell to the ground and with whom this story began. And so the cycle of this perfect chain comes full circle. Or maybe not. Then you continue walking while you reflect on everything that has happened in this period of time, and you wonder what would happen if we were all kinder and more generous. What would happen if we did more nice things for the people around us? You never know when a small gesture can brighten someone's day. There are small things that cost absolutely nothing. And if we all did our part and became more aware of what we could do to help, there is no doubt that we would contribute to a better world. It is obvious. Your heart feels joyful for having witnessed that series of good deeds. Inevitably, that contagious energy seeps into your skin and reaches your soul. And so, with your vibrant heart, you continue walking. No, as you walk, you turn down a random street and suddenly you come across a beautiful, large, green park with a pretty stone fountain in the center. So you stroll along there, sheltering under the shade of the trees as you walk, isolating yourself a bit from the noise of the big city and reducing stimuli. Slowing down. Observing the pleasant day that passes before you. Watching as some birds fly from tree to tree or cool off in the fountain, and as others take flight to fly away. Thank you. You observe how the water from the fountain flows incessantly and refreshes the atmosphere. You breathe peace. You breathe harmony. In the meantime, you sit on an elegant bench near the fountain. And finally, you rest after this entertaining walk. While you let your muscles relax and while you allow the tension to loosen up, while your eyes delight in that beautiful secret corner, far from the hustle and bustle of the city. And while you rest, you open yourself to the idea that tomorrow or at any time you can do something small for someone to brighten their day or make their life a little easier. Any little detail, any help. That is true spirituality, the connection with others and with your surroundings, kindness, empathy. Only in this way, together, can we create a better world. You can take a few seconds if you wish to think about what you could do to do your bit, no matter how small the gesture. And while you continue to relax in this beautiful place, your muscles soften more and more from your feet to your head. Your feet rest after walking all day, just like your legs, and you soften them. Relax, your hips and abdomen relax too. Your breathing flows calmly at its own pace, inhaling and exhaling. Your chest is at peace. Your heart is calm, filling with this beautiful energy that surrounds you. And your shoulders drop as do your arms and hands. Your neck releases tension and your face softens completely, leaving it free of any facial expression, relaxing your forehead, eyelids, cheeks, lips, and jaw. You feel your body very relaxed, and you feel that the oxygen you breathe relaxes every part of you, your thoughts, your emotions, your sensations. Inhale and exhale, enjoying this moment of stillness, expanding in love, with nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just enjoying these minutes of rest and peace. And whenever you wish, you can reconnect with your present moment in your bed, connecting with your body in the comfort of this moment, and maintaining the beautiful sensations that this little adventure has given you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah. Thank you.